strange deal is more breaking news here today. We told you about the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore hit by a container ship. The bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing into the Baltimore Harbor. The whole bridge is gone, right? So we told you about that. And now, breaking news, Sean Diddy Combs. Look, I don't pay much attention to rap music and so on and so forth, but he is a, you know, a superstar, if you will. Both of his mansions raided yesterday by federal law enforcement. You know, the whole deal. People being handcuffed and let out, we're told in reporting here, it has to do with sex trafficking. Well, Sean Diddy Combs apparently didn't like the idea of wearing handcuffs. He got on his private jet somewhere outside of Los Angeles and flew to Antigua in the Caribbean. Ivy tells me Antigua has an extradition treaty, so that's not going to help him tremendously. But Sean Diddy Combs on the run from the law today. Great friends, by the way, with Hillary Clinton. Big supporter of Joe Biden is Sean Diddy Combs. Big friends with, LeBron James, Run DMC, Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z. He's friends with all of these folks, and he is currently on the run. Nice to have a private jet of your own when it's time to flee, I suppose. All right, so back to the Donald Trump hysteria. Two big blows for Democrats, I suppose, if you want to think about it. Donald Trump gets wealthier by $3 or $3.5 billion. His bond is cut from $354 million to $175 million, and they give him a 10-day extension to pay that, which he says he's going to pay in cash. We've got that comment coming up. And then and then Diddy. Sean Diddy gets, you know, arrested or targeted for sex trafficking. It's been a tough week, and it's only Tuesday. Anyhow, back to the Trump scenario and fiasco. Jonathan Turley, law professor, says the cases against Trump are doing great damage to the state of New York. Not Trump, but to the state of New York. Listen.
What has happened here is Alvin Bragg's taken one transaction, which years ago, if you brought it at all, should have been a misdemeanor, falsification of business records, in which there were no victims. Again, nobody got harmed by this. The state wasn't deprived of any tax revenue. He's carved that up into 34 acts that he's labeled as felonies that could put Trump behind bars, theoretically, for over over a century. So it's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do, including his theory.
All right, so that's Andrew McCarthy laying out what's wrong with all of this. Another legal professional weighing in saying, look, you've tried to spin this into something that it's not. I'm not sure we have bite number seven. That's where I was looking for, was with Jonathan Turley. But if we don't have that, that's fine. I can move forward. But if we do have Jonathan Turley, let's listen in.
Look, this has really done great damage to the New York legal system and how it's perceived internationally. This is thrilling for many people in New York who, after all, elected James on a pledge to bag Trump for something. So This is obviously playing well to the New York base. But outside New York, and particularly international businesses, are looking at this, I think, with a degree of horror. That a judge could come up with a figure so large you have to sell parts of your business just to get an appeal. So,
yeah, just to get an appeal, and it is horrifying. Look, if you're looking at New York to do business, and you say, wait a second, they can weaponize the courts against somebody for whatever reason and randomly seize millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, are you going to do business in New York? And the answer is no, of course you're not. Absolutely not. There's no chance we're going to do that. But Trump was back in court yesterday. Well, while all of these good things are happening, and people are losing their mind over at MSNBC, as you saw, as good things are happening, he was back in another courtroom, this time taking on Alvin Bragg with another ginned-up case of Donald Trump did all these things wrong. Look, they're losing in Georgia. They're losing in New York, case one. They're going to lose in New York, case two. It is a mess. They're targeting their political enemies here. And so Donald Trump took shots at the case put up by Alvin Bragg and the judge that has rubber stamped this over and over again in the other cases in New York. Here's a taste of that. Listen in.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago. And now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is. Election interference. And it's a disgrace. We'll obviously be appealing. But this is a pure case of voter intimidation and election interference, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen. This case could have been brought by the DA, but they didn't want to bring it because they said they have no case, and then they bring it anyway. As you know, DA Bragg did not want to bring this case. He was forced into it for outside reasons, and it's a disgrace that it can happen. But this was a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and they decide to wait now, just during the election, so that I won't be able to campaign.
All right, so there you have it, Donald Trump weighing in on that. So we have a tremendous amount of news going on today. Donald Trump is not losing Trump Tower. He's not losing the Seven Springs Golf Course. Liberals are losing their minds because of the decision, and so that's where we find ourselves today. This part of the program brought to you by the Wellness Company, because everyone knows there's going to be a medical crisis at some point soon, whether it comes from something they did or something you did or something you don't know who did, but it's coming. Are you prepared for a medical crisis in these uncertain times? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. It's great doctors like Peter McCullough have put together a remarkable series of medical kits. And these kits are available at twc.health/Gruber. There's a medical kit that has ivermectin in the Z-Pack. It has antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, and a 20-page book to explain how to use each and every one of these in times of emergency. Look, pharmacies are closing. Government, you know, do you trust them today? What about Big Pharma? Are you a big fan? I'm not. So you got that going on. But the Wellness Company also has first aid kits, travel kits, all sorts of items that you need there at the Wellness Company, twc.health/Gruber. You should check that out and make sure you're prepared for the next emergency that comes down. Oh, by the way, you'll also save 10% by using that promo code Gruber at the Wellness Company. All right, so we've got a lot to do here today. Coming up today, we've got James Lockhart. Every state in America facing an affordable housing crisis. What are we going to do about it? How do you make housing affordable? How do you bring the economy back? How do you deep six Bidenomics? That's still coming today on the Steve Gruber Show.